presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
BBC News Business.
August 31, 1111 America, New York, train drivers to strike again on the 15th of September. Thousands of drivers will walk out as part of an ongoing dispute over pay.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
August 31, 1056 America, New York, COVID-19 booster shots targeting Omicron authorized. The FDA cleared updated Pfizer-BioNTech and Moderna vaccines against the BA.4 and BA.5 Omicron subvariants, in preparation for a fall booster campaign that could start within days.
Daily FX Market News.
August 31, 1030 America, New York, U.S. dollar price action setups, EUR, USD, AUD, USD, USD, CHF, USD, JPY. The U.S. dollar is showing increasing frequency of resistance tests, highlighting continued breakout potential ahead of Friday's release of non-farm payrolls.
New York Times Business.
August 31, 1013 America, New York. Many developed countries view online misinformation as major threat. New research from the Pew Research Center shows nearly three-quarters of respondents are very concerned about the spread of false information online.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
August 31, 1002 America, New York. Starbucks is rethinking almost everything, including how to make frappuccinos. Changing tastes and frazzled workers have prompted CEO Howard Schultz to press for a reset. Baristas are running experiments inside a technology lab at company headquarters.
New York Times Business. August 31, 922 America, New York. Eurozone inflation reaches 9.1%, driven by prices for energy and food. The rate, a fresh record, came as nine countries registered double-digit inflation in the year through August. New York Times Business.
August 31, 915 America, New York. Snap cuts 20% of employees and restructures. The maker of Snapchat discontinued some of its products and appointed a chief operating officer, amid financial struggles. Layoffs at Snap, which makes the Snapchat app, will affect close to 1,300 of its 6,400 workers.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
August 31, 9 o'clock America, New York. Student debt relief carves bigger hole in congressional authority. Like Trump, Biden is using emergency powers to spend money without asking lawmakers for approval, as the Constitution envisioned.
Global economy.
August 31, 858 America, New York. German firms halt production to cope with rising energy prices. Economy Minister Robert Habeck describes trend as alarming.
Global economy.
August 31, 853 America, New York. National self-sufficiency isn't the answer to the energy shock. Diversifying among different fuels, modes of supply and trading partners is the way for governments to create resilience.
Daily FX Market News.
August 31, 823 America, New York. DAX 40 indecisive as red-hot Eurozone inflation stokes rate hike fears. The index struggled for direction with red-hot Eurozone inflation figures stoking recession fears as central banks on both sides of the Atlantic prepare to raise rates.
Global economy.
August 31, 742 America, New York. European debt market hit by historic sell-off after rate rise bets. Expectations that the ECB and BO will need to act more assertively to tame inflation knock bonds.
Daily FX Market News.
August 31, 741 America, New York. Commodities technical roundup. Gold, silver and WTI drop. The technical landscape for the commodity complex in general appears vulnerable to continued bearish price action. Key levels analyzed.
Digital finance.
August 31, 706 America, New York. SFC sounds warning over digital client onboarding. The Hong Kong regulator says some financial institutions are too cavalier about online distribution and advice. The post-SFC sounds warning over digital client onboarding appeared first on digital finance.
BBC News Business.
August 31, 315 America, New York. Co-op sells petrol stations to Asda in £600 million deal. The company says the sale of its forecourts will help it balance its books and expand its chain.
Marginal Revolution.
August 31, 3 o'clock America, New York. The temporary popularity of Kaplanian views on higher education. Brian Kaplan, as you know, argues that even the private return to higher education isn't what it usually is cracked up to be, especially since large numbers of individuals do not finish with a four-year degree. Susan Dynarski, tenured at Harvard Econ, writing in the NYT, seems to have started flirting with this view.
Marginal Revolution.
August 31st, 108 America, New York. What is the equilibrium in higher education policy? That is the topic of my Bloomberg column. Here goes. Critics of the policy see it as rewarding Democratic supporters and interest groups, including university faculty and administrators, but most of all students.
BBC News Business.
August 30th, 2319 America, New York. Royal Caribbean partners with SpaceX for faster internet. Royal Caribbean says it will use SpaceX's Starlink internet system for its entire fleet.